Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Coast to coast, across America, and around the world on the American Forces Network, it's time to talk golf. Greetings, fellow golfers, and welcome to Tee to Green, the golf show. Another Sunday edition. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenoff were live at the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, as we tear another page off the calendar. It's March. Spring is just around the corner, and the Masters is about a month away. Most of the country is ready for some warm weather, some good golfing weather. On Tee to Green today, one of the all-time greats from the LPGA Tour, six-time major champion, a member of the LPGA and World Golf Hall of Fames, Patty Sheehan, who also played on five Solheim Cup teams, will be here. She was a Solheim Cup captain in 2003. Patty Sheehan was in Colorado recently to promote next year's Solheim Cup to be played near Denver. And you can find out today why she told us this.
And the Americans got pounded. So it was really a good thing for the Solheim Cup that the Americans lost the second year.
Patty Sheehan will join us today to elaborate on that and more as she is on Tee to Green. Later in the hour, he's been called the smartest golf club man in golf. Longtime club designer and author Tom Wishon will be back on the show. He hasn't been with us for a while. He has got a new line of irons coming out. We'll talk to him about that. He's also written some great books, The Search for the Perfect Golf Club, The Search for the Perfect Driver, Books of the Year, 2006-2007. His latest called The Right Sticks. And Tom Wishon today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What am I going to do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Always good to get you in the mood to talk a little golf, play a little golf. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff inviting you to check out our website, teetogreenradio.com. Check us out on Facebook, too. We'll be back to Tee It Up with Patty Sheehan next as we continue at sportsbyline.com worldwide on American Forces Radio and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%.
Call Quicken Loans today at 888-450-0031. That's 888-450-0031. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Hey, guys. Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
It's the show by golfers for golfers. You found it. Tee to Green. This segment of Tee to Green, presented in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. Come in for your free personal planning guide. 501 North Cascade, right here in Colorado Springs. You can call 719-471-9900. Welcome in, everyone. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenhoff. We're live at the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs. It's March. The weather is changing, and more people thinking about getting out and hitting that little white ball around these days.
They are.
But you...
We're going to have some golf weather here in town this week. 60s.
I understand you went to watch a little bigger ball the other night.
I did.
You went to see the Globetrotters.
For the first time ever, I finally went out and watched the Harlem Globetrotters. They were in town for their annual appearance here, and they won.
Well, I heard they were favored.
They were. And it was crucial because the winner of that game gets to tour next year again. So I was glad to see that happen.
So that was on your bucket list of things
to do. It was.
I hadn't seen the Globetrotters in years, but we were talking about this the other day. What a great tradition
It's just a great night of entertainment, really. You know.
Harlem Globetrotters. Well, let's talk a little golf. You know, next year here in Colorado, the Solheim Cup is going to be played at the Colorado Club, which is just outside of Denver in Parker, Colorado. And last month at the Denver Golf Expo, one of the people they had there to promote it was Patty Sheehan.
Yes.
You had a chance to talk to
her. I did. Two-time captain, I think 5 times a player in the event. And another gal that really has a passion for that event, and we've seen that more and more as we've started to talk about this event coming up next year here.
Patty Sheehan, who won 6 majors, 35 LPGA Tour events. She is not totally retired now. She's playing the women's version of the Senior Tour. But you're right, she did play on 5 Solheim Cup teams in 90, 92, 94, 96, 2002. And in 2003, she captained the team. And Jerry caught up with her recently in Denver.
Patty Sheehan, doing some promotional work at the Denver Golf Expo. Thanks for coming on again with us, and are you having fun here?
I am having a nice time. I've actually seen a lot of familiar faces, gotten to see some old friends, and saw, you know, Hall of Famer Hollis Stacey, and yeah, it's been great. It's really nice to be here in Denver, and it's good to see the snow. I haven't seen much snow lately, so it's great.
What's your life like these days? I mean, you're not playing competitive golf anymore. Are you living the good life most of the time, or you got some hobbies? What are you doing?
Well, I'm actually playing the Senior Tour. So we've got a Legends Tour that we've got 8 events now. So I need to get home and start practicing. But I'm a mom. I have 2 children now, and the kids are 13 and 14, so I'm right at the cusp of that wonderful teenage experience, and it's the hardest job I've ever had, and I'm sure that everybody that's a parent can totally relate to what I'm saying, but it's all good, it's fun, and they're great kids, and you know, I just can't imagine still being out on tour like some of the other players have done before me. But I love the game of golf still, and I still support, you know, women's golf.
You know, we've talked about the Legends Tour, and rumor has it that no one's anxious for Julie Inkster to join up with you guys because she's still playing so well.
No, we're really not that anxious for Julie to come out and join us because she'll win every time. She just never stops practicing. You know, she's just an addict, and the rest of us have a life, and so we have other things to do. So, but it'll be a lot of fun to have Julie come join us whenever she decides to. But at this point, she says to me, I'm just not feeling it.
You're here today to promote the Solheim Cup, which is coming to Colorado in 2013, the next edition. You were a two-time Solheim Cup champion, or captain, I should say. Meg Mallon's going to captain the team next year. It seems like all of the recent captains have been real passionate about the Solheim Cup. Is it just that, or once you play the Solheim Cup, do you become passionate? Does it kind of go hand in hand?
I think it goes hand in hand. Although when you look at Kathy Whitworth and Joanne Connor and the way they captained their teams, you would have thought that they had played before because they were very passionate about it too. So I'm not sure we're any more passionate, but it certainly helps to have that playing experience because you get to feel that pressure and you know how it feels to be out there when the cup is on the line. So there's a lot of players that are coming up now that will be captains, and they will be just as passionate as we are, and we were as Kathy Whitworth and Joanne Connor and Judy Rankin. You know, they were all just fantastic captains.
Solheim Cup, of course, hasn't been around nearly as long as the Ryder Cup, but when it started, there were a few one-sided scores. European women's golf has really taken off in the 20-some years that the Solheim has been around, and it's much more competitive every year now, isn't it?
Well, it's been great. We in 1990, when we first started the Solheim Cup, the U.S. team beat the Europeans pretty badly, but then we went over to Scotland 2 years later, and the Americans got pounded. So it was really a good thing for the Solheim Cup that the Americans lost the second year because it added interest all across the board. After that happened, the Solheim Cup started to grow exponentially, and it's really a fantastic competition. Every year it's exciting, comes right down to the wire. So for those people that don't know the Solheim Cup, if you just understand that the Ryder Cup is exactly the same thing as the Solheim Cup, you'll understand how exciting it can be.
You've played a couple of tour events and opens here in Colorado. The Colorado golf fans tend to be very passionate and very, you know, they're good golf fans, I think. I've had some people tell me that the Solheim Cup is the most fun event they've ever been to. If you were going to tell the Colorado golf fans for next year what to look for, what would you say to them?
Well, you look for a golf tournament that's completely different than what you're used to. When you get to the golf course, you're going to hear singing and chanting and little cheers and the crowds get into it. Europeans always come over with their special songs, and of course the Americans try to keep up with the songs, and they're not really sure what to do. So it's a lot of fun to watch the Americans try to keep up with the Europeans, because the Europeans know how to do that. You know, they've been singing songs at sporting events for years and years. The Americans haven't, so it's completely different. It's so much fun. You can boo, you can hiss, you can scream out. I mean, it's really a lot of fun. It's more like football and baseball and soccer. You get to participate in what's really happening out on the course, and it's just a completely different golf experience.
I know that LPGA and I think the European Tour are pretty happy with the TV coverage from the Golf Channel of the Solheim Cup because they devote so many hours to it each day. But is it going to come to the point where, especially on Sunday maybe, where the Solheim Cup needs to be on one of the networks?
You know, I would love to see that happen. I don't know if they're talking about that or not, but that would be a fantastic thing for the Solheim Cup and for women's golf in general. Just to have the quality of play that those ladies exhibit in the Solheim Cup, they're so passionate and they're so enthusiastic about, you know, playing for their team. I would think that it would be a great sell and something that everybody would enjoy watching.
Now, on the men's side, the President's Cup has been created in the last 20 years or so to get more of the world involved. Obviously, everyone knows how the Asians have dominated or played so well on the LPGA Tour. Do we see a day where there will be some sort of third team where the world can get involved in the female side like they have on the men's?
You know, I would think that would happen. It's been interesting. You know, I play on the Legends Tour, and we have a tournament that's just like that. So that's a lot of fun for us. So it's, you know, it's happened in a little bit smaller scale, but I would think that in the future you would see an event just like that.
Would the Americans have a shot, or don't we even want to go there right now?
I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe we could just do the Americas against the world or something. I think we got some good players from down below and up above us.
Great. Patty, thanks a lot. It's been fun to actually do this in person. Thanks for being on the show again, and best of luck with everything you're doing nowadays.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
That's all-time LPGA great Patty Sheehan with us today here on Tee to Green. We'll come back. We've got some comments from Jack Nicklaus. And then later in the hour, Tom Wishon. Wishon Golf joins us as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio, Sirius Channel 208, XM Channel 93, and Coast to Coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Be right back.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to give you a few tips about playing in the wind. First off, I want you to remember that you got to swing within yourself when playing into the wind. That may mean shortening up. That may mean hitting a 7-iron instead of a 3-wood or something in order for you to advance the ball in play. A lot of people want to swing harder into the wind. Actually, it's just the opposite. You want to take it a little easier. Slower swing pace is always beneficial into the wind, as that will take spin off the ball and therefore not make it go up. The other thing is just widen your stance a little bit. A little wider stance gives you a little better base and a little better chance of hitting a shot on the face of the club. And into the wind, that's the name of the game.
For more on saving strokes and shaving a few off your game, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
We like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. We come your way every Sunday morning from the Broadmoor Resort, the 5-Star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenoff in this segment of Tee to Green, presented by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. Pretty easy to do the math there. That's 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. If you live in the area, come in for your free personal planning guide. They're at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs. You can call them even outside of the area at 719-471-9900. We continue. Jerry's going to take us on tour a little bit later in the hour, and the big event on the PGA Tour this week is the Honda Classic at Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. And I understand when Tiger Woods announced recently, Jerry, that he was going to play in this tournament for the first time in a while, they sold like 20,000 more tickets for the event. So I guess Tiger, despite everything he's been through and all he's gone through over the last 3 years or so, still quite the draw.
Yeah, still bringing the fans in. Upping his early season schedule from what we've seen in, you know, most years, like throughout the late zeros. He usually didn't play that many events before the Masters, but he, you know, added at least a couple already this year. So.
And I think he needs to play. I mean, he hasn't really played a lot of with the injuries and then the personal problems. How much actually competitive golf in the heat of battle has he been in the last 3 years?
Well, yeah, really. I mean, ever since the win in the Open in 08 at Torrey Pines, his tournament schedule has been very sporadic.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And he's still, you know, trying to catch Jack Nicklaus as far as the major championships won. Jack turned up at the Honda this week, not to play, but there was a pro-am event earlier in the week, and he was a part of that. And he also held a press conference afterward, and I thought it was kind of interesting. I got a chance to listen to it. We're going to hear some of it here, the press conference, Jack Nicklaus audio, courtesy of the PGA Tour audio. One of the things Jack Nicklaus talked about, he's about a month and a half ago, on January 21st, he turned 72 years old. Hard to believe that Jack Nicklaus is 72. And he doesn't look it. He looks pretty good and looks pretty fit these days as well. But so you very seldom see him with a golf club in his hand hitting a golf ball in a tournament anymore, unless it's a charity event or just out playing with some friends or associates.
Or Masters Thursday now.
Yeah, that'll be happening shortly. He'll be part of the ceremonial first tee at the Masters, along with the other two members of the Big Three, Gary Player and Arnold Palmer. But Jack is still influencing the game of golf. Many people don't know this, but he is mentoring a lot of the younger players, male and female, in the game. They're coming to him for advice. And why not? Who wouldn't go to Jack Nicklaus for advice? And that's one of the things he talked about earlier this week at a press conference before things got underway in Florida at the Honda Classic.
I've had some success. I have a young gal. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play golf with her on Thursday, Jessica Korda, who won the tournament down in Australia. She came by with her father about 6 weeks ago and came and talked and picked my brain and so forth and so on. And then she goes off and wins a golf tournament. I'm saying, huh? I said, you know, Rory did, and Immelman came to me before he won the Masters. And Schwartzel. Yeah. I mean, I had several of these kids. McIlroy. I mean, I'm sitting there saying, what am I telling them? Maybe I better write this down, you know. But I think that people learn from somebody who has done it. And there's many different ways to do it. And I think that the thing that I try to impress upon these kids is that each one of them is an individual, and everybody does things differently. But you got to figure out who you are, what you are, why you are, and how do you do things. And you've got to learn how to do that your way. And how do you play within yourself? How do you get it in your brain that when you come down the stretch, you're not going to worry about whether there's, I mean, if I'm going to see Keegan Bradley, whether there's McIlroy or there's Woods or there's Schwartzel or whatever name's on the board, you're not going to worry about that. Just like I never had to worry about whether it was Palmer or Player. I mean, I had to worry about me. I'm the only guy that I could control. And so you got to figure out how do you do that. And everybody's going to be different how they do that. So I've got to get into their head to find out what they're thinking so I can tell them what I think they ought to, how they can do it and how they can help them.
Jack Nicklaus at the Honda Classic earlier this week, I like when he said, as far as people learn from people who've done it before, nobody's done it better than Jack Nicklaus. And it kind of put me in mind, when Byron Nelson, you know, he retired from golf at a much earlier age than Jack has and Jack did, but he continued to influence the game in many ways well beyond his playing days. One of those was mentoring younger players. Tom Watson, for one, was a pupil, if you will, unofficial of Byron Nelson. So were guys like Tom Kite and Ben Crenshaw.
Yep.
And I see maybe Jack Nicklaus sort of fulfilling that role now as he's into his 70s. Byron Nelson did it into his 90s. Jack Nicklaus, as we mentioned, 72. But it's nice to see that he is still giving back, and it's nice to see the respect he's getting from a lot of the younger players, too.
Oh, yeah, and what you're talking about, I mean, that's the case in all facets of society, you know, learning from the people that have been there and had success in whatever field it might be. And you've got, like you said, I mean, if you're going to go to somebody, and if you've got access to Jack Nicklaus, why wouldn't you take that avenue? And even if it doesn't have to do any with your golf game, just, you know, how to treat the game in general. And everything that goes with that. I mean, there's he's up in the top five golf ambassadors that have ever, found the game.
And it makes you wonder, too, you know, after Tiger Woods' father passed away a few years, Tiger seemed to lose his way after that. And, of course, we all know what happened after that. You know, hindsight is a great thing, but maybe at that time when Tiger, after he lost his father and was looking for some guidance, maybe he should have sought out Jack Nicklaus, or Jack should have sought out Tiger, and the two of them got together. Maybe things would have turned out a lot differently in Tiger's career, especially the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, you just don't know. I mean, that's obviously total speculation, but And you can do that at any age. You don't have to be an 18-year-old like Jessica Korda, you know, to go for advice, something like that. I mean, if you get stuck in a rut and you're 29 years old or something like that, and even now, guys that, some of these rookies that are coming off the Nationwide Tour in the past few years, you know, they're already 28 or something when they become a PGA Tour rookie. And, you know, certainly they can, learn what it takes to, now that you're up in the big leagues, if you will, what it takes to stay there. And it's not all about the golf game all the time.
Yeah, Tiger was busy, though, working to be a Navy SEAL. So Hank Haney's new book has certainly caused a little bit of a stir, hasn't it?
Hey, boy, it sure has. It'll be interesting to see what the end result of all that is when it's when it's released to the public full time and everybody can get a look at that everything. Speaking of Jessica Korda, by the way, You know, she won the Australian Open a couple weeks ago, and then with last week with Angela Stanford winning the event, two Americans have won on the LPGA Tour in three events already this year. Do you know how many won last year?
I'm gonna say two.
Three total. Brittany Lincecum won twice. Stacey Lewis and then Lexi Thompson. I mean, you had a 16-year-old throwing in there. So, Americans off and running on the women's tour finally this
year. Two out of three. And Yanni Sen won the other one, didn't she? Yanni Sen?
Well, she's won everything.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. And she won everything last year, too. So.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to see, though, that I like Angela Stanford.
Yep. Yeah. She's always been
a lot of
fun girl to watch, definitely.
And keep your eye on Peter Korda's daughter, yep. Jessica. Peter Korda, the tennis player.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, he's been called the smartest club man in golf. Longtime club designer Tom Wishon will join us as Tee to Green continues worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is, no matter what I use on this dry, itchy red skin, I can't stop.
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus, 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Studies show ginkgo biloba improves ankle health.
Make beta carotene your go-to hydrocarbon.
It's all about the riboflavin.
Cauliflower.
Overwhelmed by having to make smart nutritional choices? Then leave it to Centrum to help you choose. Centrum Complete Multivitamins give you the multiple benefits that matter most to you, like energy, immunity, and metabolism. With Centrum, taking care of your nutrition couldn't be simpler. And now visit newnutritionpossible.com to find the multivitamin and supplement combination that's right for you.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club, and today I want to talk to you about short game shots from just off the green. A couple of tips on how you might have a little more success. One is you've got to pick out a club that you think you're good at. If you're a good putter and you're just off the green and there's nothing between you and the green, choose the putter. It's always a good option. Secondly, if you are just off the green, you've got to decipher what's between you and your target. If there's a mound there, obviously that takes a low-lofted club out of the picture. So make sure you take that into consideration. And thirdly is you've got to determine the ball flight necessary to get your ball to the target. If you're hitting to a pin that's some distance away, you're going to need a lower-lofted club to have it get rolling a little faster and go a little further distance-wise.
For more on play around the green, getting up and down, check out the website, tdegreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional. It's America's longest-running network radio golf show. Tee to Green continues from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenoff. Thank you for joining us today. Scott Cuddy at the controls at the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco. And our next guest is an author. A couple of his books, in fact, The Search for the Perfect Golf Club, The Search for the Perfect Driver, were named books of the year, golf books of the year, by the International Networks of Golf. He's also a golf club designer. He's been a leading designer for more than 35 years, and he is among an elite group of designers whose clubhead designs have won tournaments on the PGA Tour, the Champions Tour, and the Ryder Cup. It's been a while since we've had him. It's been far too long since we've had him on the show with us, and we're very happy to welcome Tom Wishon of Wishon Golf back on Tee to Green this morning. Tom, how you doing?
Jay, I'm doing fine, thanks. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. How are things in Durango, one of the most beautiful parts of our beautiful state here in Colorado?
It is beautiful here. They tell us we have 3 weeks until golf season starts, but if you look around the yards here, you'd think they may be a little crazy.
Not much white stuff?
Yeah, we had a kind of a dumping over this last week, but fortunately most of it went up into the mountains where we all need it for our water.
Yeah, amen to that. So what have you been up to over the last few years since we last talked to you?
Actually, just continuing to try to, educate golfers about the importance of being custom fit, you know, instead of just relying on buying their golf clubs off the rack in a store. You know, that's a big mantra for us, to be able to try and make golfers understand that if they want to have the chance to play to the best of their individual ability, they need to have their golf clubs fit, you know, perfectly to each golfer's different combination of size and strength and athletic ability and mainly their swing characteristics.
So are golfers getting that message?
Slowly but surely. I mean, a little bit of it is also, you know, being helped by the fact that the big golf companies are now starting to try to dabble in forms of custom fitting through some of the drivers you've seen that have the adjustable piece in the hosel where you can change the lie angle or the face angle. So that's starting to get the message out to golfers that, you know, custom fitting can help you play a little bit better. You know, our form of custom fitting, you know, is much more extensive than just taking one club and tweaking two little specifications in the neck of the golf club, you know, because what we're talking about is, in essence, what the tailor is to a suit, the really well-trained custom club maker is to your golf clubs. And one of the things with that, an awful lot of people, they just don't know, and they sit down and they think, wow, I'm not good enough to be custom fit. You know, when my swing's a lot better, then I can benefit from custom fitting. And this is really one of our more frustrating points in trying to get across and saying, no, it's exactly the opposite. If you're a really, really good player, you know, a low single-digit handicapper, you can actually adjust your swing to clubs that don't really fit you, and you can play pretty well. You know, the rest of us who make mistakes in the swing, you know, who aren't as athletically inclined, and, you know, we're the ones who need adjustments made in our golf clubs so that they help to reduce the effects of some of the mistakes that we make because we're just not that good.
Yeah, no kidding. Tom, do
People like you and some of the other, you know, that do custom fitting, do you have any like percentages or raw numbers of the increase in the people that are starting to see that benefit?
You know, where I get my data is from having taught all these club makers over the years and staying in contact with them through our business, you know, by phone and email. You know, so we'll get a chance to get feedback there, you know, from the standpoint of, you know, how does your fitting work? You know, what are you seeing? What percentage of golfers are you really helping? How are you helping them and all this? And so I've done that for decades, you know, in my work, because I've always worked in the custom fitting side of the industry. And basically it comes down to this, you know, approximately 75 to 80% of all golfers will improve in some way or form if they're fit properly. Okay, how much? On average, anywhere from 3 to as much as 10 shots. And if the club fitter is proficient at being able to really fit the wedges and the putter, in addition to all of the full swing clubs, you know, it can be quite remarkable, you know, what can happen in terms of actual tangible and measurable game improvement.
Tom Wishon of Wishon Golf Technology is with us today here on Tee to Green. Tom, what tell us about your new line of irons, the 575 MMCs.
Yeah, this is fun. You know, a couple of years ago, you know, I really enjoy working on all club head designs, but getting into the forged carbon steel irons is kind of fun because they're kind of considered, you know, by some golfers to be sort of the aficionados club within all the equipment that we have in our bag, you know, that. You know, a couple of years ago, we did a model where we, you know, I realized that when you forge an iron, what you're doing is you're hammering the metal and pushing it somewhere else on the golf club. You're not removing it. So when you look at forged carbon steel cavity back irons, you generally see that they're not as deep in the cavity and they don't have as much perimeter weighting as what you see in an investment cast iron, where you can pour the molten steel into a die that, you know, moves that steel in any shape and configuration. So, you know, a few years ago we figured out, hey, if we make the forging so it's just got a plain back, and now we put that plain back forging onto a computer numerical controlled machining center, we can carve out, literally cut the back cavity in any kind of shape that we want. And therefore, we can control the center of gravity placements, we can control the off-center hit forgiveness, we can do so many things so much better than if we only rely on forging to make the iron. So this is a good player's iron, this one that we just introduced called the 575 MMC. And it is cavity back for the 3-iron through the 7-iron, but then it transitions into a muscle back blade for the 8-iron through the wedges with this. But the unique feature is that every single back design of each of the irons in the set was made by carving that metal with a milling machine that was programmed by computer. So each back design progresses a little differently. The 3-iron has the lowest weight distribution in the back cavity, so its center of gravity is lowest, and then that gradually builds up through the cavity backs through the 7-iron, then turns into the muscle back on the 8-iron through the wedges. So if nothing else, you know, this is a good player's iron. It's a little bit more compact blade, like some of the real discerning players like to see. And it becomes now the fourth different forged carbon steel iron model in our design line. So I think we carry more different models of forgings than just about any other company out there.
We're talking with Tom Wishon from Wishon Golf. Tom, you just, you know, touched a little bit on all the technology that allows you to do certainly things that you weren't able to do 25 years ago, let's say. Does that make it easier to create what you're doing now, or do you have to do that much more thinking because of it?
It actually does both, you know, really, because now, you know, and that was a really good question you asked, because, you know, we do have technologies where we can form shapes in metal and make things even more precise. So, you know, that then allows us to sit down and think, what if we did this or what if we did that? And that really is kind of the genesis of any golf club designer's creations, is when he sits down and he thinks about the physics of what happens when the club head hits the ball, and how can we move weight, or how can we change the center of gravity, or how can we do this, and it might put a little bit different spin on the ball, or it might put a little different shape on the shot, might make something, you know, a little bit more forgiving if we hit it off center than before, and that's what makes it fun, you know, in my kind of work.
So what? Why did you? Why do you go from the cavity back up to the 8-iron, then from the 8-iron to the wedges? You went to muscle back.
Okay, that's a good question. You know, there's an old adage in club fitting and club design: loft is your friend. You know, and loft is one of the most forgiving or penalizing features that we run into in our golf clubs. And what we mean by this is that, you know, all of our irons have a different loft angle. That's how we hit the ball different distances with each club. And the lower our loft angle, you know, the more distance we potentially get, but the lower the loft angle, the more difficult it is to hit those clubs really well. So in our low loft irons, you know, 3-iron, 4-iron, 5-iron, 6-iron, per, you know, say, these are the ones where we have a chance to miss the shot more often. You know, and so therefore, when we have a chance to miss the shot more often with a club, we'd like to have things in there so it's a little bit more forgiving, or at lower loft, so a little lower center of gravity to help us get the ball up a little bit easier when we don't make that perfect swing. So hence the 3-7 iron, we graduate that back cavity so it still has off-center hip forgiveness. The center of gravity is lower, you know, so it's a little bit easier to hit. But then when we get to that 8-iron, the loft is high enough now that most of us don't really miss hit the shots all that much with our 8-iron, 9-iron, and pitching wedge like we do with our 4-iron, 5-iron, that sort of thing. So it does give us that ability to say we don't really need that much forgiveness from the 8-iron, 9-iron, and pitching wedge. So let's make them the muscle back design within the set, and that way we don't have as much game improvement on those high loft irons because we don't really need it.
And that right there explains, in a nutshell, that answer you just gave, the advantage and the difference between buying the one-size-fits-all off the shelf in the golf shop versus getting your own personal club designs.
Well, that's true, too. You know, I mean, I'll also be the first one to tell you that this new 575 forged iron, you know, making some general assumptions about handicap versus ball striking ability, this is not designed as a club for someone who's, let's say, a 10, 12, 15, 18, 20 handicapper. You know, we design other models that should be custom fit to those types of players because, you know, granted, it's fact of life. The higher your handicap, the more swing mistakes you make. The more swing mistakes you make, the more forgiveness you need in your golf clubs.
Do you ever think, Tom, that I'm going to run out of design ideas here?
To be honest with you, yeah, I do. You know, really. I mean, we are at the, in the golf industry, and this is one of the things I keep trying to push, you know, in some of my writings and teachings, you know, to people, is that this whole golf industry has all worked on the same basis for decades and decades. All the golf companies who make the assembled clubs that you see in the golf stores and pro shops, it's their job to go out and find technologies that supposedly will allow you to notice some kind of game improvement when you hit those clubs the first time after you buy them. Okay, so that's how it's all done in terms of trying to design the technology to give you game improvement when you buy it right off the rack. Well, most of that, all that technology is pretty much used up, you know, because of many, many different reasons, you know, per se. So
yeah.
What do we have left? You know, and that's the big thing that we're trying to push is that, by, in my opinion, no more than maybe 1.5 or 2% of all the people who play golf in this country have experienced a really professional, full specifications custom fitting where every specification is tailored to how you swing. You know, most people think they get fit when they walk into a golf store and they buy some adjustable club and they only get one or two features done. But to be honest with you, there are really 13 different key specifications on every golf club,
well, Tom,
you know, that should be custom fit.
We're running out of time. One of the best, Tom Wishon. Tom, thanks for joining us. Wish we had a little more time.
Guys, I've always appreciated the invite and any time.
All right, Tom Wishon, Tom Wishon Golf Technology with us today here on Tee to Green.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have
smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the ozone light. It will wipe them out. And you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the ozone light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. 1-800-380-4259. Or visit airtimestore.com. airtimestore.com.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296. For free gold information, call now. 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296.
Transportation on Tita Green, this week provided by STI Fleet Services, Denver office, and the Suzuki Motor Company. This week's drive of the week is the Suzuki Grand Vitara, which scored 36 out of 50 on the Tita Green drive scale. Drivability, rideability, image, value, and economy. Find out what we liked and didn't like about the 2012 Suzuki Grand Vitara, the drive of the week at TitaGreenRadio.com. Time to go on tour. Here's Jerry.
Only one event to talk about at the PGA National, Palm Beach Gardens, the Honda Classic. Rory McIlroy coming off his near miss at the match play last week, leading again after 66, a 67, and another 66. He's at minus 11, two shots ahead of Harris English and Tom Gillis. Now, here's some information on those guys. Gillis is 43 years old, never won, turned pro the year that McIlroy and English were born. English is a rookie, one on the nationwide tour when he was still an amateur a little while back. So they're two shots back. And McIlroy says just needs more of the same to pull off the win here.
You know, I just got to stick to my game plan and just try and make as many pars as possible. And, you know, if the birdies come, they come. So, yeah, I mean, today was a pretty tough day, and the shoot 66 I'm very happy with, and obviously in a great position.
And another chance to take over the number one ranking if he holds on to today. Yeah. Keegan Bradley, Justin Rose, Brian Harman are all at minus seven, four shots back. And a reminder to our listeners, next week, remember to turn your clocks ahead or you'll miss us.
Next week.
Yes. Yeah. Early daylight savings change.
Hope you enjoyed our interview with Patty Sheehan. We thank the LPGA great for taking a few minutes to chat with Jerry recently. And to Tom Wishon of Wishon Golf Technology. You can go to wishongolf.com to find out more about Tom, what he does, what his company does, and his new line of 575 MMC irons. Tom Wishon, Wishon Golf. That's going to do it. We'll see you next Sunday. Thanks to Scott back at our studios. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.